Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. When you need a proper break, brunch.
But the truth is, the news recently has been fairly bleak, and we all need a little lift from time to time. So I just, when I saw a video this week of a seal sanctuary who were making wetsuit moms for baby seals, I couldn't have consumed it any faster. And it's basically the result of Seal Rescue Ireland's project. And Melanie Crosey is the director of Seal Rescue Ireland, and she joins us now. Hello, Melanie.
Hello, good morning, Louise.
As I said, when I watched you talking about these baby seals on, I saw it on Twitter, I nearly died. So tell me, first of all, a little bit about Seal Rescue Ireland.
Yeah, absolutely. So Seal Rescue Ireland is a registered charity. We're located in Corktown, County Wexford, and we're the only seal rescue centre within the Republic of Ireland. So wherever a seal shows up, we'll send some volunteers out to pick it up and bring it into us. This time of year is common seal pupping season. So we actually have 17 little tiny babies in our care at the moment. Most of those have come in over the last month. Unfortunately, it's coincided with a lot of strong storms. So that means a lot of these pups are getting separated prematurely from their mothers. So they don't really have much of a chance of survival. So that's when we kind of have to step in and just give them a second chance at life.
So I'm just like my heart is just aching at the thought of this. So basically the tempestuous seas mean the seals are separated from their moms. How long would seals generally be with their moms for in the wild?
So common seals usually stay with their mothers for the first 1 to 2 months. Mm-hmm. They rely on her really fat-rich milk to gain weight. It's really important, obviously, in cold Irish waters for them to put on lots of blubber. It insulates them against the cold, and it gives them an energy store. Mm-hmm. So if they're separated from their mothers, then they're not getting that nourishment. So they can just get really skinny, really lethargic, and underweight. So the first thing that we have to do when we bring them in is to stabilize them. So we'll get them rehydrated and we'll start putting them on feeds to help them gain weight a little bit. Mm-hmm. But they are still little babies, and in the wild they would be with their mothers. So they do have this sort of social compulsion to want to snuggle up to things, whether it's your boot or the side of, you know, the kennel. So we kind of had this idea that maybe we could do something that would mimic what a wild seal mother would be in the wild. So we were working with Lynn Houghton, who's one of her volunteers and the founder of the Upcycle Movement. And she uses upcycled wetsuits to make new products. And so she kind of came up with this design, and it's just worked really well. It actually brings them a lot of comfort just during those first few days when they're really stressed out already. You know, they don't know that we're there to help them, but they are little baby wild animals. And so they're really stressed out. So anything we can do to provide just a little bit of comfort is well worth our while. And it's been working really well.
I saw in the video, so the wetsuit seal moms are made of, they're stuffed. So it's the outside is wetsuit, and then they're stuffed with other kind of bits of wetsuit, which obviously would have gone to landfill presumably otherwise. So, I mean, it's great on that level. But they're in the video, you can see the little pup kind of, yeah, scooching over and rubbing up against the wetsuit mom, and it is just so beautiful to see. But you guys, you think you are the first people doing this, right?
Yeah, to my knowledge, I have not heard of anyone else who has tried this. But I do know that a few other centers have kind of picked up on the idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, we love to share this knowledge, and we all communicate with each other for the global good for marine mammals. So we're always really excited to bring new ideas. And hopefully we'll see this at more centers around the world.
That's so fantastic. And obviously, it's always great when Ireland is at the center of any innovation. But this in particular, I think, is something to be really proud of. Such great thinking on your part. Can you tell me a little bit more about how you find the pups?
Yeah, absolutely. So we rely on members of the public to report them to us. We have a 24-hour rescue hotline number. It's 087-195-5393. So wherever you are on the coast in the Republic of Ireland, if you do see a seal that you think is sick, injured, or orphaned, primarily we really urge people to to respect wildlife from a distance. Unfortunately, sometimes if a person approaches a mother with her seal pup, she might actually abandon it. So that's kind of the last thing we want. And we really want people to kind of take part in trying to protect wildlife with us. So it's recommended to stay at least 100 meters away. But if you have any questions or if you think it might be in need of help, you can call our hotline. We'll ask for photos, a description. If it is determined that that seal needs help, then we'll send one of our trained volunteers out to lift and transport it to us so that we can give it life-saving care.
Tell me a little bit about the volunteering, because I'm sure there are people listening going, I want to volunteer to help baby seals. But I presume it's not all sunshine and lollipops.
Yes, it's a lot of challenging work, but it's incredibly rewarding, especially when it comes time for these seals to be released back into the wild. And we're always looking to recruit new volunteers, no matter where you are in the country. We used to do monthly trainings in different areas, but of course, a COVID-19 adaptation is now we're doing all of the trainings remotely online. So if anyone's interested in joining our rescue network, you can email us at volunteer@sealrescueireland.org, and we can get you set up with a training. It's about 3 hours long, and then we'll add you to our database so that if there's a seal in your area, we'll call you and you can help us take part in that rescue.
Oh, amazing. Tell me, though, do you get very attached to them?
People ask that a lot, and to be honest with you, sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that the whole goal behind it is to get them back out in the wild where they belong. And some, you know, they all have unique personalities and we all tend to have our favorites and you do kind of get attached to some. And so it is bittersweet when it's time for them to go, but usually we don't have much time to think about it because we always have new seals coming in that need our help. Mm-hmm. And our facility is too small and we don't have the resources to have permanent residents. So we kind of just have to make space for new seals that need to come in and be given a second chance. So, you know, it's a lot of work, but it's very, very rewarding.
Yeah. And do you have any idea of, well, I mean, I'm completely ignorant on this, on the kind of lives of seals, but what kind of distances do they travel? Would most of these seals be kind of hanging around Ireland or would they be going off to other areas of the world?
That's a great question. So unfortunately, we haven't been GPS tracking our seals, but we do use flipper tags. So it's a little plastic flipper tag with a unique identification number. And based on that number, we can look in our database and see if one of the seals that we've released shows up somewhere else. And like I said, we do collaborate with seal rescue centers throughout Europe. Mm-hmm. So if we see a tag of theirs, we can notify them. And likewise, notified us if they find any of our seals. And believe it or not, we actually do have lots of seals that travel between Ireland and the UK. They kind of cruise around and just go where the resources are good, where there's nice, safe haul out sites. They do tend to travel quite a bit.
And when you release them, how does that work? Is it just a matter of bringing them to the beach and kind of letting them go?
Yeah, exactly. We'll take them into a cage and basically take them out to the beach and just open it. And usually they know what to do. We do try to return our seals to the same coastline from which they were found. So a lot of the common seals that are coming right now are all coming from the West Coast. So we do hope that we'll be able to return them to the West Coast when that time comes. But of course, because of recent travel restrictions, we haven't really been able to do too much of that. So we've been releasing a lot of them sort of locally, but they do kind of move around. I know that there was one seal that we released a few years back. Her name was Panini, and she's a gray seal that was released in Galway. And not 2 months later, she turned up in Cornwall.
Wow.
So they can definitely travel and they just kind of move around wherever they want.
How do you come up with the names?
So every season we have a new theme. Of course, Panini was a food theme. And this year our season is celestial bodies. We have things like galaxy and blazar and different kind of stars and celestial constellations and things. So it's a really cute theme this year.
Wow. So tell me, there will be people listening who are like, oh, how do I get involved with this? What do I do? How do I support? Because presumably you need to fundraise in order to keep your work going.
Yeah, so there's many ways that you can support us. Of course, right now is a really good time to come visit because we do have so many adorable tiny seal pups. We had to be closed to the public for the last few months because of COVID-19, but we're very grateful that we've been able to sort of start to open to the public again. So we have a new seal feed and enrichment experience, which is a 1-hour experience where guests get to come in, they get to tour our facility, go behind the scenes, and actually take part in helping to feed the seals and create enrichment for them. So it's basically ice blocks and treats, and it sort of keeps them mentally stimulated, and it sort of triggers those wild instincts so that they'll be ready for return to the wild. So we have four bookings per day, 1-hour time slots, and it's a limit of 6 people just so that we can make sure that we can allow for social distancing and, you know, sanitize the center between groups. So, you know, safety is paramount during this time, but it is really great to be able to have people join us once again at the center to meet the seals.
Oh, that's fantastic. And is there an age group you particularly like? Is there a younger age or... Basically, yeah. Can I come with my 1-year-old and my 3-year-old? That's the question that I'm asking because I really want to come.
Oh, well, you definitely should visit. We do have age restrictions. Unfortunately, I think it's 2 and up.
Okay.
So maybe a year from now you could come visit.
That's okay. My husband can stay home with the 1-year-old. It's fine.
There you go. We are hoping that we'll be able to sort of open before we didn't have to have people book in. Everyone could just come whenever they wanted, and it was free entry throughout the day, free tours, because the biggest thing we want is to just share our mission of ocean conservation and share it with as many people as possible. And we don't know what's going to happen in the future, but we are hoping that we'll be able to once again just sort of open and invite anyone to come in of all ages.
Well, look, thank you so much. That's Melanie Crosey, Director of Seal Rescue Ireland. I just have so enjoyed hearing about your work, and best of luck with your continued work. And thanks for all you do, Melanie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Oh my God, that was actually hard for me to be professional because my heart was actually just welling up at the thought of all of that work. It's amazing.
Louise McSharry on 2FM
with Cadbury Brunch. When you need a proper break, brunch.